The good thing was I watched it on AMC Plus and didn't have to suffer through commercials. What a waste of time. Welcome to the Bad Medicine Podcast. This is our Walking Dead review for Season 10, Episode 20, Splinter. Now, this is already a controversial episode, Diamond Dave. I don't think I've ever wasted 40 minutes before of my life and got nothing out of it.
Oh, we have. Don't forget about the Terra episode.
You know, I think that's the only staying power that this episode is going to have is that it will be debated as, was this the worst episode of The Walking Dead ever? Because it was terrible.
This was not a very good episode. I get it. We're in pandemic. Writers are probably struggling and trying to rush through some stuff and getting some stuff there. I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt
here.
They
had nothing else to do but write. They couldn't go do anything. So this was an episode where all we saw was Princess in a train car for the better part of 40 minutes with some occasional drop-ins from Ezekiel, which I actually kind of liked the new version of Ezekiel that we got inside of her mind.
That was the highlight of this entire episode, was seeing this version of Ezekiel through her. That was the only highlight of this episode, unfortunately. I feel like this was a prime candidate of an episode to give us more Commonwealth and a little less Princess. I feel like almost anything Commonwealth-wise could have been delivered to us to help get a better understanding, but instead they wanted to make us get more invested in Princess, who only had one showing.
One. And unless you're a diehard comic book fan, you don't care about Princess. I certainly don't. I don't care about her. To me, it's just another, oh, okay, we're going with a crazy character, huh? Okay, great. And I don't want to hear your comments of, oh, you need to read the comic books, blah, blah, blah. Look, I'm not looking for a homework assignment.
Commonwealth should have been displayed more than what they were.
No, and they gave us no information on the Commonwealth, and we're not going to see anything on them until season 11, for sure. So all we got was that they look like knockoff stormtroopers, and the guy who is in charge of taking care of the prisoners, if you will, knows nothing and will give us no info other than he tricked her at the end. Like you hit on, nothing happens in this episode. We don't get anywhere. We don't learn anything. Okay, big surprise. Princess has the same background story, essentially, as Carol. Okay, that's great. But the problem is, I don't care about Princess. She's only been there for one episode.
We already have enough crazy through Morgan doing his 14 different switches.
He's crazy. He's normal. He's crazy.
He's crazy. He's normal. Crazy normal.
It's worse than the Big Show.
Crazy normal. Crazy normal. This story, as you mentioned, does not drive this.
It doesn't push anything forward.
It does not push anything forward. It's just, to me, it came off, here's a throwaway, let's just see, you know, let's throw something against the wall and see if it sticks.
The one thing I will say is that, you know, the actress who plays Princess does a good job with the steaming pile of crap they gave her to work with. It's not as though she's not believable and isn't talented. That's not the problem. Problem is, this is a character that we don't care about and don't know, and it was a waste of 40 minutes that could have been used on other things.
And my fear for next week, since we already had this episode happen, we've mentioned this multiple times, the Walking Dead writers are a little too predictable. Last week with Gabe and Aaron was phenomenal because they threw a slight little curveball in there that kind of got you off on your toes a little bit. This week, coming in to Daryl and Carol episode, reviews are not strong.
By the way, how do you mess that up? Those are two of the most beloved characters in the whole franchise. You're telling me they can't put an episode together with those two that's enjoyable?
This episode, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, Quinn, and all you Walking Dead fans. Why didn't we get more Eugene? Why didn't we get more Ezekiel? Even Yumika.
It's just, it takes seconds.
It was
seconds.
Too much. Yeah, it was
takes
just
seconds to do this.
And seconds.
You can show clips of them doing something. We sat and watched her dig at a piece of wood for like 4 minutes on screen when you could have had some real quick flashes to the other guys in their cars or whatever. And again, this takes seconds to do this.
All right, Quinn, we're going to go into our power rankings. I do believe we are in agreement that the rankings... that the power rankings of these six episodes have not changed from 3 to 1, so we'll have that displayed here. But this is automatically going to be placed in the sixth spot. We have two more episodes left.
No, And there's no way that the Daryl and Carol episode, for as much heat as people are giving it online for being terrible, there's no way it's worse than this, because at least it has characters we care about.
Agreed. So, folks, tell us your thoughts on this episode when you get to see it. Drop it down in the comments. Tell us your power rankings, if you hadn't, of these so far 4 episodes out of the 6. Drop them right down in here again.
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and you'll get updates about all of our great content we have. We're going to be doing this Walking Dead power rankings through the rest of this season and into season 11, because there's nothing more Dave and I like than complaining about Scott Gimple, because you know he's still pulling the strings back there. Gimple, you puppet master.
This was the Bad Medicine Review of The Walking Dead. Splinter.